questions. We had a few weeks of questions to generate.
Mitzvahs Aseh Gimel in the Rambam. Rambam talks about mitzvah shebeklalos of Korim L'chol B'nei Adam as part of mitzvahs Avas Hashem. So it seems like if there's going to be informing non-Jews also about Kodesh Baruch Hu, then there needs to be some sort of transmission of Torah. And how does one understand that in light of the Isra of teaching Torah?
The Isra of teaching Torah, to the extent that it applies, fundamentally, with regard to mitzvahs, which are not relevant to goyim. Mitzvahs which are specifically ours, and we're only given for ourselves. So those who are not teshuva the goyim, it's part of an intimate relationship between the Knesset Yisrael and the Ben Shalom. Mishpatim al Yadom. Certainly, if you're dealing with areas of religious experience and of normative religious experience, that's certainly something which you share with the goyim and try to direct them and inform them that way. Actually, the Shiva Sevastaya actually Yishrei Shuchako or other Misam Mitzvah. Both those terms are universal in nature. And clearly they're part of what is expected of a non-Jew. How far one can push this open to question. Some question in the Gemara, possibly. Some further question in the Rambam. Gemara in Sanhedrin so we can wait to finish the secret to her hair mita. She might trust her in Moshe Mosha, the number of Shah with all of him. And Chazal Darshan is a few lines there on the Gemara that Moshe Tiki Moshe and Morasa. Maybe of course the Bryce made here, may or מנאי שאפילו יוריד כוחים שעוסק בתורה ועוסק בתורה שהוא כהן ככהן גדול שאומר שעשה אותם האדם וחי בהם כהנים לווים ישראלים לא נאמר אלא האדם אבל אמרתי שאפילו יוריד כוחים שעוסק בתורה הרי ככהן גדול at this point the boy envisioned מחלקת the two prices the mayor one session someone else differently. My Zen says that which I told you before, Hata Mashiach Mitzitidu. The mayor is talking about the Shem Mitzvahs. The mayor is all Mitzvahs. Certainly there's some mitzvahs which you go again be mekayim, or which God not encourages to be mekayim. Those which are grounded in Tchisas B'ris, and not other than that. But Well, here with Kosher Meir's, can we swell in him out of Shasa Dubuch Abraham? What is basic material? He's learning and fulfilling. Possibly, Tushmo addressed itself. Actually, I sell it to Madame of Abraham to fulfill the implementation of Kiyu. So the way God thought of Abel and Havimina, it would appear that he assumed not only that it's proper and positive for good to basic material, but beyond that, and the Kayim as well. The Rambam addressed himself to these issues in two places particularly. One is a very famous shuv of his, the Vesla by Yatzedek. Yatzedek wrote to the Rambam that he was Miskayel, and he comes to shul, he gets the cold shoulder. People don't want you to go for the Amid, and they put out the fact that you have to say the Nusach Chazor HaShatz, like Yavom Gizog Yaakov, and at the very beginning, you don't ever say it. And the Ger is out of the picture with regard to these. A lot of answers. That we speak of the progeny of the others, particularly the Gat Avraham. Because the focus was popular in Chazal, by Kafet, the Hezor, and the others, is especially the Gat Avraham. That the others, it's hard to know, but obviously in Chazal we're aware of this, what happened in Yaakov's house. Very serious questions. Pashto the Pasha is the Rebbe of the Zohar in his household. And he apparently did not take serious steps till the Rishon spoke to him to eliminate that. Now it's possible that as he was afraid to speak to Shimon HaLevi, as Chazal say, Sifri, until his imminent death, he was afraid of this issue too. But we certainly don't imagine that it's described in the Parsha Netivot, we got to the Arizor in Yaakov's house, that such thing could have happened that long. Likewise, the Trophim, the clue said what Trophim were, but certainly today, anybody got this trophy without the shlishi. So, the clear area, the personage who fought the Rizobos because he's not wrong. And Lam says, not sure, everyone who believes in a monotheistic faith, one Ben Shredim, that's his Amunah. He is defined, for the purposes of God's Shuvah at any rate, as a progeny of Avraham Avinu. He's a son of Avraham Avinu. That pattern includes Goyim as well. Now, I'm not saying that the Rambam would have told someone who's a Goy, and of course, there's some questions to Shinim raise. Hashem was told by this issue in other places, so their problem was, even if one would assume that the Goy is to give a Yav Aseinu, but he speaks with C.S. Mitzrayim. So send him a Mitzrayim where he was at Mitzrayim, his forebears were at Mitzrayim. And nevertheless, the Ramban, Bava Basavu talks about this, says, no, it's as if he's part of Klal Yisrael, so therefore, he's always left Mitzrayim as well. I don't know whether Rambam would have said that he could become Yisrael to that. The other place in which the Rambam speaks of Gabriel Kamisvus is likewise somewhat problematic. By Gudus Malachim, two successive halachas, which seem to be possibly somewhat contradictory. First, of course, the Gemara said that Akum Shesak B'Torah Chayav Mita. The Rambam says also doesn't mean literally. לא יעסוק אלא בשבתו שלהם בלבד. וכן עקום ששבת, אפילו ביום ימות החול, היה את another holiday, Sunday for him, then he observes the Zivor Shabbos, ואין צריך לומר מה עשה מועד לעצמו, כללו של דבר, הם מניחים אותו לחדש דעת ולעשות מצוות לעצמן, מדעתן, אלא, או יגיע לצדק, יקבל כל המצוות, או יעמוד בתורתו, ולא יוסיף ולא יגרע. אז זה סלוחף. אם תסיס את הכלי פוזישן, מי שדלו, that's fine. Fine to be מקיים, certainly. Fine to learn. But other than that, if he decides to adopt tell you on a partial and selective basis, not. That, of course, we really understood. We can't meet it selectively. It's counter to the central thesis of Yadus. Kabbalah said, Machu Shemaim, Kabbalah said, Mitzvahs. Anahu Kushu Brichu. Submission. Every context, they got on something not quite what we're talking about now, but every context which has a enslaving element is one which does not allow for individual judgment and selectivity. Whether someone's in the army, or whether he's quarterback of a football team, once you have an emiskeret, your very entry into it is one which demands and receives fealty to the system, fealty to its orders. I'm not saying these are the same orders we have over here. Of course not. But that certainly is clear as far as Yad is concerned at a much higher level. And the Avdus, which is conjoined to the Avoda, is one which does not enable one to be selected. And for two reasons. First, if one is selective, so he fails in his responsibility to the presumed commitment that he's made, which is to follow the will of the world of the Russell eventually. Submit, he's not submitting. Second, depending in part on the reason for the selectivity, which could be one of two. Or maybe selective with regard to a mitzvah, it's too difficult. As we find the Torah itself, part of some people with certain mitzvahs, because of difficulty. Balatir explains why is a chigya part of Revia, some olimps. So why? In other areas, we don't know why a Torah part of the sumas, part of the stuart of the Bible, is part of Yuda, or not because of the difficulty, but because the chsorin is das. And the chirish is a partial limitation. So likewise, an individual may decide that something that's too hard, just can't do. But there's another alternative, much, much worse. He doesn't agree with it. He doesn't accord with his orientation, with his hashkafa, with his philosophy, with the zeitgeist. That in effect means that a person who's deciding which means accept, which doesn't accept, pass judgment not because of his issue, his problem, but the Rashi's problem. He says in judgment upon terror, judgment upon the Rashi Shalom, is good, is not good, is bad, is liberal, is etc., etc. That's much worse. In these areas, that's the Amalekha test. The question that arises is, what do we do with Amalekha Yud? By Noach, she was Sarah Asut Mitzvah, Mishah Mitzvot HaTorah, Kedir Kabil Sachar, Ein Muni Oto Lasut, Kedir Chata, Kedir Yola, Mekabli Mimenu, Natan Tzedaka, Mekabli Mimenu, Rele Shnatni Ota Al Yisrael, Rele Shnatni Ota Yisrael, etc. Here the Rabbi takes number of mitzvahs, which he says clearly go to Bimkai. At the beginning, the Rabbi Chazam doesn't qualify. But Sarah Sod Mitzvah, Mishar Mitzvot. What is Shar Mitzvot? Everything but what's in Al-Khatas, everything but Shabbos, and but Talmud Torah. That's one way of interpreting. What does Mishar Mitzvot mean? What does mitzvahs, but not each and every one, every other mitzvah. Some of the other mitzvahs he can adopt. But in principle, was the Dalai Lama's halacha yud. Presumably, the reason is in halacha yud, we're dealing with mitzvahs which are not imposed upon the koi, but surely it's mekayim b'nei zekiyum. That was me either. So the mother of the Chagis was going to be Shlomi and Abba. I had to be slowly brain. Well, of course, the Pasuk. But that the Nazilus thing was the problem, but we got the Nazilus clear. Stuck it. That day is the Shane, the Goy, it's Chayvin stuck it. And Shiran Sanedlin quotes two such days, 2 days, and particularly some Shanim said the Pasha Yechesel speaks of the punishment that was heaped upon Sodom and Amorah. Why? What is the chet? And the truth would say more or less clearly, they didn't care for the poor, for the indigent, for the homeless. Yadon Yuchad, Evyon Echziku. So I'm going to say clearly the whole Bible. Tfile, Christ going to relate to the Rabbin Tfile. At the moment of Eretz Hashem Shtachavoy, it's there with Naaman, it's clear in that respect. So apparently those mitzvahs which are universal in nature and character, those apply to Goyim as well. Because these mitzvahs, Tzedakah, ethical mitzvah, Oila, as straddling two areas, the ethical and the worship, these have universal import. To all of that, a goy is shaykh. Would I say with confidence that a goy is shaykh as the Amalek Yud, something which is not mitzuver, but the Kabbalim Mimenu, But that then means if you want to sit down with Mr. Zvachim to know what Rebbe is all about, then we can encourage him. Or if you wanted to learn Sadach and also Sadaka, we can encourage him. It's not explicit. The question here is the Goy's involvement in this area tinged with the Eved element? Or is it all Chatzchile? Is it the Eved? He said, well, the Eved, let him do it, but we don't encourage him to learn it. If it's not the Eved Chatzchile, he should learn with gusto. Pesukim which speak of Malchus Shemayim in universal terms, which we adopted if it wasn't Tefillah. Rosh Hashanah, so much of it is universal. Some are knowing, the Rav is knowing this way. And Baruch Yom Kippur as well, also to include the universal element. This Chatzfilet, that's not all clear. Shana B'chaisim, Melech Kararetz, Gai Shisov Yom Zikaret. And at the beginning of the Bracha, he had got Bracha Yikur B'chodech, etc. Yom Kippur, Melech Baruch said, Rav Yisrael, Rav Yisrael, don't talk about the rest. And then in Yom Midditz, Is the stokers? How about the war? I'm going about the war, of course. And then it says that stokers be shackled to sticking kapore, not the kapore of your keeper. Your keeper is serving the cloudy soil. But the relation of Christ with kapore is there. That's Shuba is there, that's the Pasha of Ninveh. So those mitzvahs, presumably, a great shaykh, the shaykh not only to performance, also to learn. I can't have a certainty about the shah mitzvahs, everything else, which is needed to specify singled out malachites, or singled out malachiyud. Makes sense that that should be included as well. If you deal with the Rambam, the most vigorous expression of that universal side of him, and I'm not saying all the shame agree with him, but it's the conclusion of Mishnah Torah. The Rambam goes out of his way to stress that. Last halacha, what the Beis Mashiach will be like. באותו הזמן, ויש לנו רע ולא מלחמה, לא קינה ותחות, שהטובה תהיה מושפעת הרבה. כל המדענים בלי ניצויים כאפר, ולא יהיה עסק כל העולם, על ידעת השם בלבד. עשו ידי גרוזן לסר, ופי כך, ישראל חכמים גדולים ומדורים וחסומים, ישים את דעת בורם וכוח האדם. שמה כבר יעשה השם, דעת השם, מהם בלי המחסים. When he speaks, they used to call all of the whole world, just engage one thing, just to understand the brain shleilam. The level of that terms of the input and the effort, in terms of the achievement, the accomplishment, he speaks of that with this sweater. But the pasuk that he brings the support of this, is again, pasuk Yishayahu, universal. Malach there at Hashem Yerem Mechassim, which has echoes, the Pasuk Zechariah, we read it on the first day Sukkot after. Veshem Bakol Haaretz, we said every day. Of course, it's arguable that one can be a Melech Kol Haaretz without having Goyim take the old meaning. It's still arguable, but it's not saying no. But the overall principles and the values, relationship between Goyim and Bnei Shleilim that is there, to whatever extent might be necessary in order to achieve Malchus Shamayim on a universal basis. That's clear. Now you want to know, given those halachas which limit the circumscribing, but it's legitimate, the interpretation for the goy. Now, the square with which book did you ask about?
It's the Gimel.
Yeah. The answer is you have to map out what's Mises did who. Because Mises did who is one which we count in other contexts, but I'm not suggesting it's the same order. You have to give it to for women. Someone should say Mises did who. Many people will take that to mean, in the narrow sense, that to a mitzvah did who, mitzvah is the women of Mekayim. So they have to learn about Taos Mishpacha, they have to learn about the kitchen, they have to learn about Shabbos. And that is a key for them to learn if you adopt this particular Taos. But so it would seem odd in our context that for a great many young girls and young women, in order to ascertain, to inculcate the Yoshimaim and the Amunah, just teaching about mikvahs, the salting meat is not going to be true. They want to know, you say the Sadas, they want to know, you say the Ashkofer, they want to understand Chumash Tanakh, and many of them want to understand Tosh Bapeh as well. Does that make a mitzvah did who? And now it says that that did who? In a general way, I think certainly that did who. And that's the rationale behind an issue at any rate of encouraging and enabling system of women as well. So question, a good question. I think the general direction which I've suggested is also a good answer. Yes.
What role could Yeshiva University play in Israel? What values does Yeshiva University as an institution foster and represent that would be beneficial for society, for the fabric of Israeli society?
You speak as if there's a monolithic university which has a single Ashkofer. And then the question is how that Ashkofer is inculcated, planted, and so on. You and I have been primarily exposed, about you, probably it's true about you too. Primarily exposed to the most positive sides of this university. You come out of the Smedish, many of the college courses are courses which are oriented to inculcating a religious perspective. The people we deal with, the people who are Shema Teilo, Yilayim Teilo, Malam Teilo, and they don't all agree about everything. But I imagine that whatever differences may be, one may be this way, one may be that way, Ashkofer in its totality is one which we try to encourage. We're encouraging that, the question is, what are we encouraging? What do we see? Not what is the orientation of Cardozo or Einstein. Which is not to suggest by the way they are of no value. When the Lord was sick in the early 80s, hospitalized for Einstein, Mali Spinus, came away from the mother's parents. Somebody from doctors. And I know that they do experiments in Shabbos and laboratory, and I know about the those nine essentials. Pesach HaKol, it has to some extent related, not perhaps as much as you and I would like, it's related to trying to bring about some measure of what Dr. Bellinger likes to call synthesis, or these different words. That's the positive side of it. And not purely negative side. The people involved in some of the other schools that barely rein themselves in to not to be called Shabbos within the university, when they were doing something else. If you ask me what world could be fulfilled, that's a dual question. One question is in terms of its values, its orientations, its embassies. What is there which is positive, which is worthwhile, important to us as well? As you know, people have views with regard to these terms, synthesis, integration, etc., etc. Properly done, I think these things are of value. But people think these things are of value in the minority. In the minority today, the minority, look through discussions of these issues, various cultural generations, consider more people, part of where they came from. But take Eastern Europe, which is from where most of our literature comes. Most people there, they're not thinking of the table matter. In Germany, they try to work these issues out in many ways. But people who believe in it, believe in it. People think it's a value. People think that there's something of value to be gained by advancing Baruch Shemaim within the context of and through the vehicle of Shur Shalem as well. The Rambam talks about what's worth doing in life. He says one or two things. Either to engage in Chachma or in Shur Shalem. But many people think Shur Shalem is secondary. And other two things in Shur Shalem, don't see why you need to have university education for that at all. Some people, I myself think that there's much which the Chochmah, which Yesh Bagoyim, which can also contribute to some more Chochmah, particular strain within our world. Now, some of these things, this integration, the synthesis, a person at a price. And part of the price is to do solution of time, energy, a personal basis, a communal basis. So it has to do with what some people feel is this defilement. Bring Velshim, Kuchel, Velshim, Kedusha. Is that permissible? Is that desirable? Now again, many people very much opposed because of the price and because many of them don't see you getting anything for the price that you're paying. Then part of the question of the price that's paid and how we spend. There's another price paid because of possibly having Shkofa, which in its totality is inimical to classical Yahadus. And let that infiltrate the hearts, the minds, the souls of individuals and the communities. if you've given a positive answer to all of these things, you start to ask yourself, okay, let's say we decide that it's important to have an integrated vision of Torah, Avodah Chasadim. It's important to have an integrated vision of building a society and community which is the field of Torah values. Is it then necessary to do something like why you went to? There are two kinds of questions. Some say values of why you, Shiva's values, medical school's values, is all good. It's good to have them within the same person. A doctor who's a ben Torah is a different doctor who's not a ben Torah. Down the line, economists, you name it. But their position is, educationally, it's not good to have these on the same roof. So in the same roof, I'm not talking only about where they're all located in Washington Heights. The same roof has to do within the same structure, the same context, philosophically speaking, educationally speaking. And there are people whom I knew within the Torah who took the position that it can be valued general education, but don't mix it with anything secular. He said very clearly, very sharply, he was not opposed to general education as such, but at least that I speak to. But number one, he thought that first one should get a solid, very solid Torah education, and then engage in other things. Something like the attitude that Bala Tanya takes in his Kuntos and Talmud Torah, where he says that first one should learn a lot and then develop a secular career. He wasn't opposed to it. She spoke once for the AOJS, the Association of the Jewish Scientists, and expressed it to the effect that in favor of developing Orthodox scientists, but it was not in favor of the way that it was being done. He said, given to me 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, but I just didn't learn, and then I'll hand it back to you as a Torah who would absorb and relate to whatever they learn in sciences anywhere else as a Torah. He didn't think that about the issue. But on one occasion, he spoke to me about this, and he said, in a yeshiva, that was never got in him, ain't it no father? Yeshiva has to be the best yeshiva in heaven, ain't it no father? That's all that should be there. He had a passionate dislike, with much too strong, a weaker term. Yeshiva University, he reacted to it with a passion. I wasn't anymore. But the people who feel that on the contrary, having these things together, go together, that's what we want to have. I say again, without these issues, many people who accept the value of what you're talking about, and others who say either these other values don't count, we can't afford them, or maybe it could have been done by people at the Rambam, but it can't be done by the ordinary Bachur Yeshiva, etc., etc. All these arguments presented. all of this is without getting to deal with some of the internal issues, the internal problems of an institution which in certain respects has had difficulty over the years in building itself educationally, philosophically from within. And if someone will tell you whatever, why you to come to the soil and build these institutions in Bakasha. First, straighten yourself out. The institution itself has some internal problems. Some people think they're insoluble. Optimists think they are soluble. On the whole, I think one I could say that if you look back, I've been in 50 years one way or the other. It's much more deadly than it was right there. Much more. No comparison. I'm not talking about the learning. In our day, back in the 40s and 50s, from teachers in college, a rarity. And who were the ones who taught algebra from? So it was Danny Brodsky and Danny Brodsky who taught mathematics, and Lisman who taught physics. And Pat Sposi who went to the middle and taught physics, but who taught English literature, and who taught philosophy, and who taught political science. No one who ever set foot in the Spanish. I'm not saying everything there is perfect, don't get me wrong. Plenty of room for improvement, but there's no great deal of improvement. At the practical plane, there's another consideration which comes up, and this is assuming that we get pluses all the other line issues I've mentioned until now. But it's not a vacuum. Will the entry of why you, if it enters. And there have been some discussions about this. How does it enter? Does it enter lock, stock, and barrel? As yeshiva with teaching secular studies, professional degrees, certain areas, etc. Would you say no? Why should you start from scratch? Let it enter affiliated with A, B, C, D. There have been discussions about this. Some of the candidates, some people did not like it one single bit. I mean, the 30 people didn't like it. That needs to be considered as well. It's a practical issue. Could anyone who subscribed to my way of thinking about the first range automatically say, well, fine, enter the field, work with local institutions, but some I would be happy to work with, some I'd be happy to work with. I'm not happy to work. So it's a complex issue. The leadership at YU over the years has, I don't know if it's fascinating, but it's fluctuated this issue. The bug is going to work. Could that have cared less? He had no sense of commitment, involvement, interest in Eretz Yisrael. He said to me once, I went to speak to him, for me, Eretz Yisrael is like the moon. Or another way he used to speak, we came out of some shtetl in Eastern Europe, and he said to me, Israel, I've been to Shiva, Syria. That's where I came from, that's where I left. No interest whatsoever. A part of that is a little more general phenomenon. The centrality of Eretz Yisrael in a spiritual sense was not recognized then as fully existed. The people at the Jewish Theological Seminary also had no interest in Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure Lieberman ever do anything to advance the conservatives over here. Did Dr. Finkelstein do anything to advance? No, The Reform people didn't care either. They regarded Reform as being an American movement. So it was not just that why he was involved. Another man, Rav Lam, passionately interested. He dabbled somewhat with the idea of opening up something over here. Of course, he opened Gurs, but that was not on the scale which you apparently are talking about. But he thought it was important. He would tell Bachim, Baznai Shemat. He said, Bachim, he once spoke at Yeshiva, and he said, if you could be, I said to learn for a year, learn for a year, you could learn 2 years, learn 2 years. You could settle here, settle here. And all kinds of other voices, why you complain about the brain drain. This one left. We produced him, we raised him, we nurtured him. And then when he, after he was there, Bedima, so he's very good in Excel. And why this one left, and that one left, and you may see a little bit different if these were here. And not necessarily people of the other that left. 2 years ago, they were up in arms. There's a woman they thought was, had one of the schools there. I said, move to the soil. Also upsetting. But at present, I take it that there's some serious interest in this. Serious interest in soil. Serious interest in establishing some kind of white position over here. My point of view, whether it be positive or my development, it all depends who will be in charge. I'm looking to be in charge, so don't worry. I'm beyond that age. But there's something which can be done in that respect.
In Parshas HaShavua, Sukkot, how do we understand the trees not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And also,
how do we say what?
The trees not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of how they were supposed to be created with the tree, and also how do we understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing his mind about how to create the world with Din or Asim, or about whether people deserve to be destroyed or not.
These are two totally different areas. The question of the tree or the natural world as a whole, in terms of having some kind of role to play, and of having some kind of spiritual character, appears our world, not in other worlds. If you read Siddur by Tzadfilis, Tzadfilis should be said before that, for the davening. I speak of trees and animals, etc. Chazal speak of various places of Yechas Yavet L'Sheinai, it's an obedient caliph, etc. The bracha we say with Kirsh Chachet, Kirsh Levane, Sassim Svevah, Zachiyam, etc., etc. And then, do we regard this, the rational side of us, there's a mystical element of this. Do we subscribe if you commit fully to the mystical love and disrespect? There's Pshira Chomshis for the animal world, for the vegetative world. We certainly don't. I don't think we should. The point of it is precisely this is where both our world and the Goyish world seen the greatest, the uniqueness of man, besides the B'chir HaChafshis. People are going to choose. Nothing else says that. So, the way I perceive things, this undercuts basically your question. Your question assumes that the tree is B'chir HaChafshis, and it chose a conscious decision not to implement the world eventually. In a mystical sense, there are many references to this. But even the mystical sense, to a great extent, it's not that there's a choice one way or the other. The tree has been given a certain task. The task is fulfilled mechanically, technically, formally. So there's no choice involved. What should you ask with regard to directly regulating the world? Of course, a much more serious question. Serious part of the relation to the question of Peter, how far that extends, what can man do or not do, to what extent is the historical scene exclusively in the hands of the Ben Shalom, or is it something for us to do? What was all the issues of Nevuah and Bechira and Bechira and Yidir? There's a large literature which deals with these questions, you probably know. In addition to all of that, there is, of course, a problem, which is a very serious issue. Can one speak of change without the Ben Shalom? Because I'll speak of it in certain places. Initially, the plan was to work on by deep. And then, as you recognize that not feasible, change it to Rachmi. Or initially, there was to have been a single bisexual creature. And then Bishop saw it with that work. Zachary gave Abraham a separate elements. That has to do with the creative process. That's also so. It's also a little bit difficult than I think it's foretold. But what do we do with Amar Chazal? We speak, or Psukim, we speak not about the technical process of constructing the universe, but about the kind of change of heart. And we have psukim which pull in totally different directions. Bilam says, "Lo yishkev yichazer b'David necham." So the change of heart is after the Mishle. Then other psukim speak, "V'nech mashu mashu asla amay." Pas v'yoyna, similarly with regard to the structure of Nineveh. And Yonah says, that's what he knew. I knew you were v'nicham al hara. That's why I didn't want to go. I don't make a fool of myself. So it's not even taking that nevuah, and the assumption of Yonah's nevuah is also nevuah. Whatever other aspect you described it. He said, from the beginning, you do it, you come out of that. Isn't so much a tefillah predicated on that? And here you have a pasuk, the end of Bereishis, which presents these issues with a vengeance. And the Ramban saw it. Of course he saw it. He's left us in the dark. השם כי רבה ראה את האדם בארץ כל יצר שהוא לברכה כל היום וינחם השם יעשה את האדם בארץ יצא בליבו מה זה זה סמין? סלש גיזו משל איבאידס ואיבוידס ופרסם את הלש גיזו שאוס קפליטלי Ramban doesn't. When the Rebbe says in the book, "Dibra Torah b'shom bnei Adam," this is metaphorically speaking, similar to human decision and choice and regret. What Ramban means is the reality is different. This is at the heart of some level. Ba'inyan. כי מרו ועצבו את רוח הקודשו במעשיהם, כי מרו ועצבו את רוח הקודשו במעשיהם. ובסלם קו יוח. אז רמב"ם לחינוך, their views on anthropomorphism and emotional plate as well. Inconceivable they should speak in this way. And what is the עניין לליבו? ועניין הליבו כאילו יגיד זה לנביא שלוח עליהם. לכן הלשון במחושב כדרך לדבר הליבו ובשסרה בבזה עניין נכבד במשל שהביאו בין הססור והדריקר. הוא סוד גדול, לא ניתן לכתב וידו יתפנן, לא מה בכלל שבמיוחד בכל השורשים מכל הבחור הפרשה, בעניין מבול שם אלוקים. One phrase into Medrash speaks of the architect that is agent tries to push him in a certain direction, the architect has his own plans. And here Kavi Yochel, the bishop, slave, it's Silsu, and it's the Adrikal. But Ramban says he can't write it down. He ties it up to some extent with another question, which of course this is difficult to say in its own right. And this is the variation of the use of Sheamus. Here, Parsha speaks Shabbavaye, that the Mabul is Shemalki. Presumably, as we started with Chesed and Din, Mabul is Misadin, and here we have something with Israchmi. That doesn't explain how can it be that one point is Din and Israchmi. I wish I could tell you that I have an answer to this, but you know, I think generally speaking, it's better to have a good question than a bad answer. Believe deeply that there are different aspects to Rasul Ben Shalom, and believe this, I say again, not simply as Shemi Adam, but that's part of the reality of cosmic existence as directed by and informed by Ben Shalom. Same time, we speak relationship always in terms of the eternal, the immutable, and that includes not only his being, but his will. To go beyond that, you say, how can you speak only change? Change is in time, relationship is above time. All of this raises these issues. if forced to choose between possible alternatives, it's a matter of someone who wants faith in innermost being. I opt, without understanding what it's all about, I opt for Yisrael. Which in other words, saying flexibility and change. I spoke a few years ago at Yeshiva around this theme. Medrash, famous Medrash, speaks of how at the time of the question of a creating man, so there was a concilium in heaven, and some said yes, some said no. Miris Adin said no, Miris Rachman said yes. And it's not totally clear what was the bottom line. My understanding at the time was, I spoke then just after 9/11, my understanding was that Miris Adin says, Ali Bari, top of buildings would be destructive, would be aggressive, would be wicked. And Yisrachim says, he's capable of tshuva, of much good, much of Yis Hashem, etc., etc. My understanding of the evolution of that discussion, which the message is not so clear, is that in effect, many shlims gives man for a confidence. The Medrash speaks of before the Parsha of the Bible. The Medrash speaks of two forces, one way, two forces, the other way. And the first man shlim knows he's created man, which has capacity for good and for evil. He decides to create. He's in effect giving you a vote of confidence and taking a chance. In fact, the Rishon says, when you got to this parasha, the end, prior to spread the marble, he took a chance and he lost. But the Midas Rachman was not so easily defeated. Take another chance. I grant you all of this is easily said, but not easily understood. What's the test of us? Can you come to Kiyasiti? I admit that part of my inclination is respect, is not necessarily based on philosophical arguments which have convinced me this direction, or an immediate interpretation of the Pesukim. I realize I believe that because I want to believe that. I too were supposed to be in that position. I prefer to take a risk, take a chance. And to put myself in a position of being benicham al ha'ro, and hope desperately, that man will make it possible for B'nai Shleilim to continue having confidence in him. But certainly it's not very easy. One looks at history generally, the ages in which one could say with clarity, with certainty, that at the human plane, yeah, had been Zachmas of El Yoyna, probably few and far between. But we live with this Emunah, difficult as it is, strive at least to do our share. Forces of good And how about a good voice? We reject dualism. Religious faith. So Hinduism, particularly Jainism, which are based on the assumption that there are two different characters and different deities. But first, we reject that totally.
And this doesn't conflict with that belief.
Not just starting the old kiddish business.
We don't accept this reality.
We had a lady I went to a different meeting at 6 o'clock.
How do you understand this?
And I actually laying there. It wasn't the Chasen Torah.
I said it on
I wasn't sure. And just one last question on the Rashi, which we reported before. So it sounds like it's what Rishu was answering. No, it's more of a short sighted happiness in life. Rishu will get the long term.
Guard your seat.
Yes, the given is that.
Sorry to hear that.
This
that
is no reason
to
be created. But if you know what's going to be in the future, you bought a stock. You knew that it's going to go down 40% in the next year, you wouldn't buy it.
That's what happens now. Such a person shouldn't be happy by his child.
You would be right if you only interpreted the present in the light of the future. That I believe is wrong about this.
You know what's funny?
So I think the present is to be valued. Meanwhile, there's so much abandonment.
Someone is sagittarianism.
In literature, morality or the personal life of the author have any respect to the book itself and the value of what the book should be read. Specifically asking about the specific book that I just read. But they challenged it.